Welcome to the 78th episode of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World. We find President 43 in the Batcave of Count Richard Janey, Vice President of the Known World, and the evil vampire at the heart of the administration. Let us join them in the conference cavern.
Rumsfeld, do you think the new chairs are comfortable?
I think they're much too comfortable, Master.
Well, I don't think they's comfortable at all.
They're ergonomic pelvises.
George, Donald likes them.
Mostly.
Mostly. It hardly matters. They're very expensive designer chairs.
They were designed by Frank Lloyd Rennie Bockenhausen. He died in them.
These things are gonna hurt Ashcroft. Don't know if they'll kill him.
Donald, perhaps you should use the cushions.
Oh, Master!
Now, old thing, we'll have Ted Kennedy in soon, and you can hide all the cushions. What's this here meeting about, anyway? You taking time away from my Ridicule Carry campaign?
A very worthwhile campaign it is. I'm enjoying it immensely. Next week, we unveil a video of Carry ordering an omelette in a French restaurant in French.
Huh.
You will get lots of mileage out of that one, Master.
Yes. As to the meeting, we need to discuss our new military plan. Check our cameras,
Donald. We really gonna bring all them troops home? That's gonna really screw with my unemployment numbers.
That's why we are not bringing them back here, per se.
Hey, Henry.
Hello, George. Your new chairs are ghastly, Richard.
Thank you, Henry.
I did not mean... never mind.
Master, Ashcroft, Ridge, and Condi are coming down. Shall I get refreshments?
No,
that's
thanks. Brought
right,
my own.
And Wolfowitz will be here shortly. Fine. Colin wants to know why we never have him to these here conferences. What'd I tell him?
Tell him? Oh, I don't know. Tell him it's because he's Colin Powell.
Just tell him scheduling conflicts.
Oh, I suppose that would be wise. Ah, hello, people.
Richard.
Hi, everybody.
Henry,
howdy, folks.
Mr. President.
Hello, everyone. We need to make this brief. George has a great deal of fundraising to do and less than 2 weeks until the convention.
This chair looks carnivorous.
I'll have to remember that one.
Do the best you can, Condi. The subject under discussion is the troop movement.
Withdrawals, Doctor.
Movements, Dr. Rice.
I thought...
Only as far as I wished you to think.
Oh, Doctor.
We are not bringing them here. Ah, Wolfowitz, you've brought company.
I have taken the liberty. Folks, General Franks.
Tommy, back from your book tour already?
Business, Dick. My book's not selling like Woodward's. Besides, I gotta take responsibility for more of George's screw-ups. It's making me a fortune. Next fall, I'm doing Saturday Night Live and a new Adam Sandler movie.
There is no such thing as a new Adam Sandler movie, Thomas. Well, Paul, would you care to explain our next major international maneuver?
Thank you, Count Cheney. I am honored to speak to you today here at the 27th Annual Star Trek Convention. Oh, sorry. Wrong speech. I have committed a minor faux pas. We need to mass troops for an invasion of Iran. They love us there, not like those ingrate Iraqis. Just in case, and to confound the terrorists, we'll start with a publicity blitz against Castro. We shall use chicanery and legerdemain to blind them to our true purposes, and we may be able to peruse both options simultaneously.
Huh, I thought we were saving Castro.
And eventually, I gets to hang him, won't I, George?
Eventually, Ashcroft. Well?
George, in modern politics, everyone and everything is expendable. Fidel is a little more expendable than most, but he is not unique. And we certainly don't need to hang him. Paul?
I've been talking to Fidel behind the facade, as it were. He might let us invade Cuba at the modest cost of a nice house overlooking Havana and a deep-sea fishing program on the deep-sea fishing program channel.
And if it tanks in the ratings, we can always arrest him and hang him later.
You know, you fellas been promising me I could start hanging folks for 4 years. By gobs, you keep letting them liberals and foreigners and communists push us around.
Ashcroft, you don't understand diplomacy.
And I don't want to if it means being nice to krauts and frogs and foreigners and protesters.
Ashcroft, knock it off.
Well, I want to hang folks.
Ashcroft, we are attempting to take over the world. If you are going to be on our team, you must be a team player.
Or the big umpire will send you to the showers.
By gobs. Dr. Henry?
Secretary Ridge, Question? Comment?
Yes, sir. I mean, no, sir. I mean, neither or both. Both. Well, first, I think... The media has kind of wised up to our terror alerts. You know how we time them to Georgia's poll numbers? Well, if the media has it figured out, the public won't be too far behind.
True. And your question?
Is it really a good idea to take over the world? I mean, really?
Sure it is. They ain't using it.
Tommy, why are you smiling?
Well, I want to hear you get out of this one, Henry. This ought to be great.
General Franks, this is serious. If we don't take over the world, the Chinese might, or the Muslims. I look awful in burkas.
Well, I seen my mom in one of them once. She looked like a ham. A big blue ham.
Well, Dr. Henry...
George and Condi are both right, Thomas. We must take over the world before someone else does, and for the most part, it isn't being utilized efficiently.
Yeah, I guess so. Seems sort of unconstitutional, you know, in a lot of ways.
Does that bother you, Tom?
Not as much as I thought it would.
We gotta learn to leave the little details to Dick and Henry and Don. I gotta concentrate on the big picture.
Don didn't look very good at the DNI hearings. We look like we're stonewalling on national intel.
We are. We want Portagas taking over CIA. When he does, we return CIA to more of its original function.
The last thing we need is an independent intel agency. A serious investigation would find our fingerprints everywhere. And the enemies of freedom...
He means the Democrats.
Yes, them. If we lose the election and Kerry appoints a real DNI... We may all be in serious trouble.
Maybe Paul O'Neill was right. Maybe we should have been open and above board right from the start.
We considered it for a moment.
If we'd been honest and open, we'd have lost the election, Condi.
Yeah.
Then the RNC would have looked into how the campaign was run. That wouldn't have done us very much good either.
You don't think we could have elected George on an honest campaign, do you?
Man, I wouldn't even try.
We could have shot our way in, George. That Hoodoo Clinton would have run like a prairie oyster if we'd have come in shooting.
He's running against Al Gore, Ashcroft. My old man run against Clinton.
Sometimes I forget. He's all alike anyway.
I'm curious, Henry. How you gonna handle Iran? You let Paul here screw up Iran.
That's not fair, Tom.
Who's running Iran for you?
Well, Paul, in fact, you did help screw up Iraq.
You said we weren't gonna talk about it anymore. I have raw welts upon my psyche even now, Henry.
Leave it alone, Paul. General, we have a number of interesting plans to choose from. We shall provoke Iran to conflict. Our plan involves a string of McDonald's and Krispy Kreme franchises on the Iran-Iraq border.
We get them hooked, then let Coca-Cola move in.
Once we open the first Pizza Hut in Tehran, the reign of the mullahs is doomed.
Are you out of your pea-picking minds? That's nuts!
Another plan is to flood their border country with Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake videos.
And don't forget the Farsi translations of all those Tom Clancy books.
And Ricky Skaggs and Gatlin Brothers albums.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger movies.
Episode 78 of The Ongoing Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, was written and produced by Tacky Old Uncle Bob and The Average Network. All celebrity impersonations were packed in ice for the long truck ride across the heartland to The Average Studios, wherever it is we're located. This is Pablo T-Flies for The Average Network, wondering where I left my car. Stay tuned!